Okay, this is Parak Beis in Hilchos Shechinim, and in this parak we're going to be discussing halachas that have to do with again partnerships, specifically chatzers, courtyards, and shared space, as well as hezekiah. Halacha. So if you have courtyards that are in cities where each person builds their houses normally in the courtyards, and let's say there's a chatzer where two houses are in it. And it's the courtyard is shared by all the people of the two households. Each entrance has an area of 4 amos lengthwise in front of the entranceway. Anything left over in the courtyard itself, as long as it's 4 by 4 left, the whole shoot of shoot up for every partner. They divide up the rest of the chatzar. If not, they don't divide up the chatzar, rather, they share its usage. Because any chatzar that's less than 4 by 4 is not called a chatzar. What's an example? Let's say there are two partners. One owns two homes in the chatzar, the other one holds one. So the guy who's got two houses gets two areas of Arba Amos in front of each of his entrance ways, even up to 10 Amos. The guy who's got only one house in the chatzar, all he gets is 4 Amos in front of his entrance way. Anything left over from the chatzar, as long as each one in the remainder of the chatzar will get 4 by 4 on their own, except for, of course, the entrance ways themselves and the area in front of them, you can split it up and you divide it up. Pachos b'zev is less than this. Ein ba din chalukah. There is no din of dividing it up. If a house has multiple entrances and all sides, each entrance gets its own area of arba amos. Im yachado pesach. However, if he designates one entrance as the main entrance of the house, in la'ar amos kenegad pesach, then that is the only place that gets the arba amos. Well, gimach sadra. When it comes to portico, im esher lo likanas l'socha maso. If a person can go inside carrying his heavy stuff, in la arba amos, he doesn't get 4 amos, vim lav, yish arba amos, but if not, then he would get the extra arba amos in front. Because when the necessity of getting 4 amos in front of the entrance way, it's a lot of person, let's say he's carrying his heavy groceries, to be able to put them down there. Halacha dala, beishar or merpeses, a guardhouse or a porch area, yish lahem arba amos, they get the 4 amos in front. Let's say 5 houses open up into porches, which then open up into the courtyard. Only get one area of 4 amos. A chicken coop does not get the 4 amos. Let's say a home is half roofed, so to speak. One half roofed, one half not. So it doesn't matter if the roof is facing, that part's facing inside or outside, it doesn't get 4 amos. Halacha zayin, bayis sasum, a house that has no entrances, that's sealed off, yeshua 4 amos, gets 4 amos in front. Paretz that's psimav, however, if the owner went ahead and destroyed the entranceway, in lo 4 amos, we will not get 4 amos. Halachas, bayis shein bo 4 amos, a house that does not have 4 by 4, in lo 4 amos v'chatzar, does not get 4 amos into the chatzar, el im yesh v'chatzar 4 amos hazeh, v'4 amos hazeh, ad pesach bayis hazeh, chokin. Unless there is in the chatzar 4 by 4 for each one until the entrance, and then they can split it. Ba'zevel shel chatzar, any of the manure or garbage of the courtyard, mischal kenei psachim, is divided up based on the entrances of achsani shonelach lefi bnei adam. But when it comes to the when the king forces them to house soldiers, how that works out is divided up based on the people who number of people in the courtyard. Halakatessa shudfin shirutz lachlok davar shembo din chaluka. Now, let's say the partners want to divide something that is not subject to normal division. Afi shehem mafsina neshmo. Even if dividing it up would cause, let's say, the thing to lose its shame, it's what is normally called, what it called, Hulkin, they could do it. The Kisvei Kodesh, when it comes to, let's say, Torah written on Megillahs, on cloth, Api Shiratzul, they can't divide them up. It's only if they're on one scroll. If they're two separate scrolls, Hulkin, they can obviously split them up. Halacha Yud. Malkum She'ein Bo Derech Haluka, Shiratzul Shutzvan Lechalko. Let's say there's a place that is not large enough for them to be divided, but the partners want to divide it up. Api shekana miyadam, even if what he called, there was a kinyan involved, kol echam hen yachal achzav, each one can go back on it. Jezek kinyan dvarim u'kamosh miyadam, because this is a kinyan with words. Ava im kana miyadam, but if they actually made a real kinyan, shezer ratzav beruach ploni, vezer ratzav beruach ploni, stating that this white guy wants his portion in this direction, and this guy wants that direction, in yachal achzav, and they can't go back on the deal. So too, v'chinyam halach zeb atzav, hechzik v'chalko. So too, if one person went along, what he called, and expressed ownership over his area, and each one did it to their own area. I mean, there wasn't a clear kinyan. They can't retract on this splitting up. Let's say brothers divide up an area using a lottery. So whatever the lottery goes out, he gets what that portion is, and the other brother gets the remaining. Right? Let's say, what do you call it? Why is this okay? Because they're doing this, what do you call it? They're happy with this type of arrangement. Since they agreed to do this lottery, so it's clear what their intention is, and therefore this method would work. Let's say brothers divide up a property they inherited. They're considered like having purchased, so to speak, the portions from each other. However, none of them can claim any rights of walking through each other's area. Nor the right of to putting up a ladder in each one's property. Or windows. Or canals of water. Once they split it up, when it comes to brothers dividing up property, in that case, each one loses rights to the other one's portion. Therefore, right? So that's why in a case where it's possible that one brother can tell another, when this field is owned by one person, what do you call it? Right? So he can... what he can say to him is that when this field is owned by one person, so he allowed the canal holding water to go from one area to another. But now that this is my portion, I can block off the irrigation canal. And he can do the same thing when it comes to blocking the window or building next to a ladder, which by building next to a ladder would make the ladder useless. This applies also to two people buy a field for one person with chalko and they divide it up. Each one loses rights to the portion of the other person. So just like before, they can block any irrigation canal and close up any windows. But if two people buy a field from two other people or from two brothers, you can't stop up the irrigation ditch from one to the other or any of the other privileges that the sellers establish at the outset, even if one of those things would be damaging to the other person who's buying it. In a courtyard that is owned by two partners where they could split it up, or they divided it up willingly, in such a situation, again, this is well Hezek Ria, each person must can force each partner forces the other, so to speak, to build a wall between them. To basically hide, that's not the word I'm looking for, but to create a barrier so that then one neighbor can't spy on the other neighbor while he's doing his stuff in the courtyard. Hezek Ria, Hezeku, because that's considered a kind of damage. And there's no clear ownership, what do you call it, inside the that area of the chatzar. Unless the situation was the courtyard was, let's say, without a mechitza for a long time, then one partner can force the other one to build a mechitza whenever he wants. Now, so the space where the wall is built comes from both partners. What's that? How wide should this mechitza be? It's all like the local area. Even if they make the partition out of like reeds. As long as there's no openings where one neighbor can spy on the other. How tall must the wall be? Not less than 4 amos. So too when it comes to garden, so you force him to separate the garden one from the other. By mechitza at least 10 tefachim high. When it comes to the valley, there's no need to divide the valley up one from the other unless the custom is locally to do it there. If the person wants to separate his part of the valley from the other guy, so he puts the partition inside his area, and he can build it. So he makes like a, what do you call it, like an area that's an indicator of, what do you call it, made out of mortar, from the outside of it, to let him know that's his wall. Therefore, that's why the wall fell down. So the guy in whose property is the wall will keep the rocks that fell off the wall. But let's say they both agree to build the wall. The wall's built in the middle, and they make these projections on each side. Therefore, that's why then if the walls fall down, since it's both their walls, they can split the stones that fell down. Let's say a person sells a garden without any to another person without any specifications. And let's say it's attached to other gardens. The purchaser is forced to go ahead and build a wall between them. Even in the place where they don't normally would put up fences. But if they just sell stam a what do you call it a valley, they don't require him to go ahead and put up partitions only if it's the local custom to do so. So in a place where it's customary to use stones that are not, let's say, made for building, all right, to build walls that divide up courtyards and gardens, okay? So then what we do is each one should give three tefachim worth. If the rocks are made for building, then each one's responsible for 2.5 tefachs. But kvisin, when it comes to broken bricks, zenos and tefachim, zenos and tefachim, each one gives two. Bilvanim, which is regular bricks, zenos and tefach, zenos and tefach, each one gives a tefach and a half. The kol shuna ilu ove kosel imasid. These measurements refer to the thickness of the wall with the mortar. The whole makam kosel mishal shneim. Now, since the space of the wall belongs to both of them, imnach kosel, if the wall falls down, or makam levanim shal shneim. So that area plus the rocks belong to both of them. Afilu nafal shus echamahen. Even if the wall falls down in one of the two's domains, or shapina echamahen es kol levanim mishuso. Let's say one guy tried to push to pull all the rocks into his domain. Betan shemachalo chaver echalko, and then he makes the claim that his friend sold it to him. Oh, Nasolo Matano gave him his gift. Internet money. He's not believed. Alarehim b'shoshal shneim is considered owned by both. Achiyavi raya, unless a proof is brought contesting that. That is Parak Beis, and we'll continue with Parak Gimel next time.